This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hit a major milestone Monday, surpassing 1 million COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
On Friday, the state health department reported 989,000 cases. By Monday, with more than 50,000 new cases recorded over the weekend, that figure hit more than 1,040,000 cases. Beth Carlton, a member of the state's COVID-19 modeling team, says the Omicron variant is spreading fast.
There are a lot of people who are infected and infectious right now in Colorado. We are just seeing unprecedented numbers of cases.
The landmark comes as Colorado's seven-day rate of positive tests hit a record 28.5%. A little more than 3 weeks ago, it was around 6%. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter will not run for re-election. His retirement from Congress means Colorado's 7th District could get a lot more attention in this fall's election. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Due to redistricting, Perlmutter's seat west of Denver became significantly more competitive. Many observers think it's now likely to draw a stronger Republican field because the winner won't be running against a well-known incumbent. It also presents an opportunity for ambitious Democratic politicians in the district. Democratic State Senator Brittany Pedersen and Republican Representative Colin Larson have both signaled their interest in the race. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Congressman Doug Lamborn has been treated for melanoma, the skin cancer. Lamborn says it was spotted at a routine check with a dermatologist and removed, and he urges people to wear sunscreen and get their skin checked by a doctor. The Denver City Council has approved more than $1 billion to complete the Great Hall Project at Denver International Airport. The project will help the airport accommodate more passengers, build a new security area, and update passenger check-in spaces. The project is expected to be completed by 2028. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.